And welcome to The Pinch of Magic with me, Rebecca Anuwin. So today we are looking at cleansing techniques. So we've grounded and centered our energy. So we've grounded to get rid of and clear all the excess energy. We've brought our energy back into center. So we are aware of what's going on around us. It makes us clearer about what's ours and what's not. Like what ideas, what fears, what values are ours, and what are projected onto us from others, from society, from cultures. And so now we become aware of what is not ours, and it's time to clear that away, that annoying static, those judgments, those expectations, those old patterns that we hold on to. It's time to clear them. And so we can do this in a wide variety of ways, but we're going to look at some, like, I guess, classic, traditional, easily accessible ways of doing this. And you can use this for your own personal energy. You can use it for spaces before you do magical practices, or when your house just feels a little bit, or even your workspace. Or you can do it for objects. So we can do this for consecrating objects. When you purchase a new magical tool and you want to cleanse it and align it with your own energy, you can do it if you've brought something secondhand and you want to clear the energy off the cupboard, the clothes, the item that you have bought secondhand, and like to clear the previous energy and bring it into alignment with your own energy for your own intentions. So we're going to look at using smoke, we're going to look at using sound, and we're going to look at visualization. So when we look at smoke, I personally love to use rosemary. Find a herb that is native to your land that is associated with cleansing. Now, rosemary is known for being protective, but it also gets rid of like energetic, I always call it like energetic detritus. It gets rid of like all of the grime, but it's also a herb for remembrance. And for me, I like to link this into like remembering who you are, remembering the truth of who you are before the world told you who you should be, before all of our wires got crossed and we thought we had to behave like this and like clear part of ourselves away. This is about bringing you back home to yourself. So this is why I absolutely love rosemary, and it's really easy to get hold of. It's easy to grow in pots. You can go to your local supermarket and pick some up from like the herb section, and it, you know, it's just very, very very accessible. So using the rosemary, now I was about to talk about smoke, but actually just as a little side note, if you think about rosemary, it comes in like little branches. And if you buy it in like the supermarket and it's like cut into, I guess, twiggy knit parts, you can actually use that. It's already a perfect little broom. It's like great for sweeping. It even looks like with its little needly bristles. It already looks like a broom, you know, so you can sweep it around your energy, you can sweep it around your home, and obviously then don't use it to cook with. But it's just like, it just naturally looks like it's perfect to do the cleansing. So we can cleanse our energy with twigs of rosemary, sweeping ourselves and our space in a, like a broom action. But, and using rosemary, I like to put it into bundles. So I cut it from the garden, tie it with some string, leave it to dry. And then I burn that. And you just burn it, let it smoulder, like catch it light, blow it out, and then it starts to smoulder and you get that beautiful smoke. And so you would waft it around your own energy system, waft it around your spaces, waft it around like an item that you had, to allow the smoke to lift and clear any stale, any stagnant energies. And just have that visualization that the smoke is like, I was about to say capturing them, like surrounding any negative energies, breaking it all up, lifting it away and taking it away. So smoke is a really powerful way to do that. When my partner comes home, he's always like, oh, it smells like barbecues again in here, Rebecca. But obviously, if you have allergies, if you have pets, if you have small children, maybe smoke isn't the way to go. So another fun way to cleanse energy is with sound. Think of all the different ways that we use sound. It's such a powerful thing that we have access to, whether it is with singing bowls, whether it's with bells, whether it's with rattles, whether it's with our own voice, whether it's clapping or clicking. What I used to do with my little boy, and he used to love this, he would get a saucepan and a wooden spoon and just go around making noise in the house just to clear any energy around. And so you can do the same for you. If you're feeling like you're at work and you're feeling a little bit like, ugh, sluggish, just click your fingers if you can, and it doesn't bring too much attention to you, or like wander off and just like walk down the corridor and just like click your fingers around your own energy system. And feel it lift and break up that stagnant energy, instantly changing the way that you feel. Now, when you're in your home, move around your home, making the sound, particularly in the corners of room, and listen for the tone that is different. You want it. Sound has that beautiful resonance where it just feels like it's just like moving out unhindered and then like disappearing off into the ether. But sometimes, if the energy is particularly stale or stagnant, you'll make those sounds and it'll be like, duh. It will just feel dull and heavy. And when you come across places like that in your home, spend a little bit more time breaking up that energy. You know, corners, under tables, those kind of places are where stuff just kind of gets stuck. And so we want to just go and freshen it up. So you can use bells, you can use drums, you can use singing bowls, you can use your voice, chant, affirm, sing your favourite song, put your favourite music on and sing and dance. All of that helps to break up the energy and to bring in that beautiful, cleansed, uplifted energy. You must have done, if you've ever like sung your heart out before, there was something about the feeling of like, oh, afterwards. It changes the way that you feel, and we can use sound like that to cleanse our own space, ourselves, and our tools. And the last one is about visualization. Now, you don't, it sounds really bizarre. When I can never remember the name of it, I have that condition where when I close my eyes and visualize something, I don't actually see anything, and I can still visualize. I don't get caught up in like having to have like a very clear picture. Again, my partner, he's like the absolute opposite of me. He's like, he can see everything in Technicolor. And I'm like, really? That must be very distracting. Because when I close my eyes and bring and like try and recall an image, I don't see anything. But I can like create the image by the feeling. So visualize doesn't always mean seeing. Visualize in whichever way works for you. Just bring yourself into that relaxed, centered, grounded space and visualize. I often use a purple bubble around me. If you've ever listened to The Grace or The Sacred Practice, you know I always go on about the purple bubble. But you could call in like a white light, a golden light, a silver light. Think about the colour that you want. Sorry, think about your intention and what colour do you associate with that. And surround yourself with that colour if you're working on cleansing your own energy. If it's your own space, imagine your space being filled up with that colour energy, or your item, your tool that you're cleansing. Imagine that colour surrounding it. And then something else that I love to do, cleansing. We kind of sneakily had to talk about water a little bit because that's like the most obvious thing. But when you're having your shower in the morning, wash yourself, like whatever you do. And then before you get out, imagine that last part of water is just cleansing. Now it's cleansing your energy system. So you've cleansed your physical body. Now you're cleansing your energy system. And now we can add in the colour. How do you want to feel throughout the day? Refreshed, rejuvenated, powerful, confident, you know, connected, whatever it is. What colour do you associate with that word? And then with that water still flowing over you, imagine that colour of water. That water turning into that colour, and now it's like filling you up with that energy. It's cleansing and clearing all of the things that aren't aligned with that, and it's taking them down the plug hole. So just imagine anything that's stopping you from being how you want to be, feeling how you want to feel. It's just getting washed down the plug hole leaving you refreshed, cleansed and rejuvenated. And then when you get out of the shower and you're towel drying yourself, imagine you're rubbing off any final bits of smudge. You know, like if you ever wash, you like clean your windows and you think they look clean and you look and you're like, oh, hang on a minute, it's a little bit of a smudge. And we give it a little bit of extra wipe. It's like, that's what you're doing with your towel. You're just rubbing off any extra little bits of muck that may be left behind. So they are just some good ways to easily cleanse and clear your system. And again, they don't take very long. We have access to things we can make a noise with. We have access to our visualization powers. And depending on your own space and preferences, I love to use smoke, but it doesn't always suit everyone. So find a way that works for you. So in the comments, let me know, what is your favourite way to cleanse? And how can you start incorporating this into your daily life? Again, I say daily, it doesn't have to be daily, weekly would be amazing. But just as we wash our physical bodies, again, no judgment, daily, regularly, however often you wash them. And we wash our clothes, again, however often we wash our clothes, we do that because they become grimy. We do that because they become dirty. And we don't feel our best if we're always in, like, you know, if we haven't had a shower for a while or our clothes are a little bit crusty, I can't imagine we'd feel our best. And it's the same with our energy system. It's the same with the tools that we use. It's the same with our spaces we surround ourselves with. They get used. You know, we have interactions with other people. People come into our places. People pick up our things that we use. It picks up and leaves energetic imprints of others. So we want to be cleansing that routinely. Every time you have a bath or shower, just imagine that final moments of like washing, just going, oh yeah, just cleansing away that stuff that I no longer need. So it's not that you have to do extra, as in you don't have to do any extra time. You're just bringing more intention to what you're already doing, just to go, oh yeah, you know, went to this party yesterday, I'm just going to clear off all of the energetic debris. I'm at work in an office surrounded by all of the people. I'm just going to cleanse all of that energetic debris off me. It's not stuff you have to carry around. Imagine if you wore the same clothes to all of the different places, to different restaurants with different smells, around people that were smoking, around, you know, all of the different things that we encounter. Our clothes would become very smelly very quickly. And every time we put them on, we would be reminded of those places, of those smells, of those people. Some might be a positive memory, but after a while, it's going to start to smell a little bit stale, feel a little bit stale. And it's the same with the energy. Some of those memories might be really lovely, but every time we reconnect into those memories, not all of them will be good. Not all of them will be supportive. And then after a while, even the good memories start to have like a staleness to them. So we just want to get into the habit of cleansing and clearing our own energetic space, physically, like our own physical energy and the space where we spend our time. Okay, so think about that. That might be your bedroom, could be your front room, could be your office, could be an office building, could be your car, but think about where you spend the most time and get into the habit of routinely cleansing and clearing the energy. Like I said, it could be as simple as click, 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 or filling your home with smoke. It's entirely up to you, but do let me know what you love to do and which are you going to try. I'll speak to you again tomorrow when we are looking at creating an altar.